Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So last night, the Pacers took a 3-1 lead on the Knicks.
Yeah.
And Tyrese Halliburton had a game for the ages.
Yeah, one of the best triple-doubles we've ever seen.
Although, Buckley was sweating that triple-double bet because he didn't get any rebs in the third quarter.
Dude, that was hilarious. Buckley had a nice little long shot on him to get a triple-double.
Yeah.
And he had 8 boards at the half and already had double-digit assists and double-digit points.
He actually had 9 and the league took one away from him. So it was like, now I needed 2.
Conspiracy.
And I'm getting ready to... We're sitting down getting ready to watch the start of the Book of Mormon. And Buckley sends a group text being like, guys, end of the third quarter. No assists or no rebounds.
No rebounds, yeah.
And I was like, dude, are you going to get skunked?
I thought it might happen. He got one with about 5 minutes left, but he didn't get the last one until there was like 1:50 left on the clock.
Well, you were sweating.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's fantastic.
It was a sweat.
By the way, someone actually went and analyzed the film. He went... NFL style, he went 77 for 77 for 440 yards,
yeah.
0 incompletions.
Yeah, if he were a quarterback.
If he was a quarterback.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll get to... Okay, so the thing about Halliburton, first of all, last night, just here's his line. 32 points, 15 assists, 12 rebounds, 4 steals, and no turnovers.
Yeah.
He is the first player in NBA history to go 30, 15, and 10 with no turnovers in a playoff game. That has never happened.
No.
There was another one where he was the third player. Yeah, so was it, what was the Jokic Oscar Robertson one?
Yeah, so he's just the third player ever to have a 30 plus points, 15 plus assists, 10 plus rebound game in the playoffs, but he's the only one to do it with no turnovers. Jokic and Robertson
right, okay.
have done that too.
Right, that's what it was. So just an oddball game, yeah. But just his. It's kind of hard to describe his style because there may be some of you that have even watched him or don't care about the NBA or whatever. He is very unique. First of all, his shot looks terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know, and that's part of why he was never really recruited out of high school. Apparently, he said he was a zero-star recruit because he shot like that, and everybody was like, what the hell is this guy?
Yeah, but Iowa State.
Yeah, he played at Iowa State, but he fell to number 12 in the draft. The thing about him is he is their point guard, but he passes all the, he does not hold on to the ball.
No.
So he's a really interesting player in a sense that he is their point guard, but he gets rid of the ball faster than anybody in the league.
It's not, he's not really like driving and kicking and kind of putting the offense into
right.
motion.
And right now he's the anti Jalen Brunson, who is the
yes.
handle the ball yes. and run that clock down and work for something. They do totally opposite things.
So this says the NBA player tracking system keeps tabs on exactly how long players keep hold of the ball once they have it, and the names at the top of the list could form an all-star roster. There's, of course, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 16-year veteran James Harden. Knicks point guard Jalen Brunson held the ball more than anyone this season, keeping it for 6.1 seconds whenever he touched it. Halliburton is the opposite. Over the regular season, he held the ball for 3.7 seconds. That's less than several other all-star point guards. It's less than both LeBron James and Bronny. It's less, in fact, than 136 other players in the NBA,
yeah.
Which is wild because that I mean, he's a point guard. It's less than guys at other positions,
yeah,
who don't have the ball that much. And they say it is an oddity because alongside everything else, he is plenty good at scoring himself. In game one, he hit the shot of the playoffs, a high bouncing jumper that tied the Knicks and propelled the Pacers to an overtime win. But by getting the ball out of his hands, Halliburton turns into something even more valuable than a high volume scorer. He is the engine of one of the fastest and most entertaining offenses in the entire NBA. And so if you listen to him talk and if you saw his quotes after the game and everything, he thinks like a point guard. He's like, look, if I'm going to be in control of the ball, I got it. He likened it to a mom. Your job as a mom is to take care of everyone else. He is the mom of the offense. He will get them the ball, and he gets it to them fast.
Well, and that's I saw some of the Knicks players talking about this. I guess in Carlisle's offense, their whole thing is they just keep running actions at you.
Yep. That's right.
So his whole thing is he wants to get down, and I think it was. I don't remember who was one of the Knicks was like, the hardest thing about Indiana is you can stop the first motion, but then the second and yep. the third and the fourth. And they said it just never stops.
And even on made buckets, they're starting that action yeah. with like 20, 19, and, 18 seconds on the clock, and they get through four or five sets and yeah, it runs
that's
you down.
Part of him. Like when the ball comes down, he starts that initiate. And when it comes back to him, he keeps moving it. And it's a hell of a thing. So it's like, it's the perfect system with the perfect player. And it's a lot of complimentary guys that don't really play selfish ball because there's not That's really right. a star
I
on
think
that,
that
team.
That right there is a key, is that you've got everybody on that team buying in.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of guys that wouldn't want to play that way. Exactly. There's a lot of guys. Well, I mean, look, when the really good players, most of them want to hold on to the yeah. ball. Yeah. That is how you do it, but it becomes predictable.
Yeah. And no one on that team needs the ball.
No.
And that's the whole point. That's what Suk was just saying. That's, I think that's what makes them work, is they are a collection of guys who are buying into this. And that's what makes them really interesting to watch. They're fun to watch, first of all, because they average like 120 points a game.
Yeah.
But they just go lightning fast.
Yeah.
And they can attack you from any angle. Apparently, they throw 323 passes a night in the playoffs, which is by far the most of any team in the league.
Yeah.
So if you like old school basketball where it's like move and cut and pass and share,
this is it.
This is your team.
Not
Indiana.
To put you on the spot, but what's the discrepancy between the other teams? Do we know what they average or anything like that? Like how far back
say.
Others are?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
See if I can find that.
But that was just the playoff number. And they, you know, like I said, they strike quickly. They're also saying that 30% of their shots in the playoffs have been designated wide open. Think about that.
Yeah.
And I think that's designated with a defender nowhere within 6 feet of the shooter, something like that.
Is that what it is? Yeah, six feet. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it is. 30% of their shots in the postseason have been wide open. That's insane.
Yeah.
And what's also cool about that is if we get Oklahoma City v. Indiana, Oklahoma City's defense is going to challenge that big time. Because that team can defend.
Yeah, and they're long and they're rangy.
So
and
I think Indiana's kind of a live dog against Oklahoma
for
City.
Sure.
Oklahoma City is the better team, but can they defend these actions that Indiana's throwing at them? It's going to be really interesting to see them and how they adapt to that. A lot of it's going to be about, it's like a styles make fights matchup.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be about coaching and how you tried to defend Indiana, because they haven't played a defense like Oklahoma City's
yet. Well, there is no I mean, Oklahoma City's been the best team in the league all year. And the weird part about the Pacers is, dude, the Pacers are the fourth seed in the East, for God's sakes. Now, I know since the start of the calendar year, they've been a lot better, but it is saying something that Oklahoma City has kind of been on top the entire year, and Indiana is the fourth seed in the East, the supposedly sorry ass East, and yet here
they
are. They
got confidence.
Yeah. Well, and
the Celtics got knocked off.
Yeah.
And they're just, I don't know. I mean,
second year in a row they've been in the conference finals.
It also could be, the flip side of this is, it could be that they get into this matchup with Oklahoma City
and
just get absolutely, you know, Oklahoma City's like, yeah, cute little team there.
Well, and Halliburton has been phenomenal. And Siakam's been big, and then they've gotten some performances. You know, Mathurin will come off the bench and all of a sudden explode. And then who's the guy that had the he hit the six threes against
Nesmith.
Nesmith had the six threes in the comeback game. What I'm going to be interested in, and this, like, Oklahoma City's done this to Anthony Edwards, where they're like, cool, we're just not going to let you beat us because we've got, I mean, they just have so many good defensive players. And you wonder if they do that to Halliburton. Halliburton is not going to have the series that he's having here when he plays Oklahoma City. Something tells me they are not going to let him beat him. And so that becomes...
But that's the danger. That's exactly what we're talking about.
And that's
about
what I'm saying. Can those guys?
He will get everyone else involved.
Yeah. And so now we're
going
to find out.
Because they get going downhill and they get going fast. Yeah. They're really going to test Oklahoma City's defense.
If you can limit Halliburton, is there enough with, no offense, but Miles Turner and Siak, is there enough of that to beat Oklahoma City? I think that's a fun question.
I just don't think they're going to eliminate Halliburton because of the way he plays. Ant is the traditional, I'm going to hold the ball. Yeah. And we're just going to throw everything at you. Indiana is going to make Oklahoma City do more because Tyrese does not hold the ball.
Yeah.
He moves the ball. And that's where they get dangerous because as you're closing out everywhere else, all of a sudden Tyrese Halliburton's throwing 32 on you.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I don't know why we don't like him more, or maybe it's just too new, or maybe they just need to win a title before we start talking more about it. But that is a really unique team and a unique player, and he seems like a great kid. And I think, and didn't the NBA all the players come out and say he was like the most overrated player
they
in the
voted
league?
Him at the start of the year,
14% of the players who voted.
We should love this guy.
Well, and,
he's everything that's right about basketball.
Well, Indiana has been built in an interesting way, and because small market, right? And they've built this thing by taking chances. And if only a team like Portland could have the people in charge of Indiana. Oh, wait,
guys, move on.
What are you talking about? Kevin Pritchard?
And Chad Buchanan.
Is Buchanan still there?
Yeah, the two guys responsible for building the Indiana.
God.
Blazers. Blazers. give Indiana, right? They made two giant swings in that they dealt.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We won't deal in Portland. We won't even deal average players. My God, CJ McCollum never made an All-Star game, right? Like, we can't trade CJ. Like, Shaden Sharpe gets benched, and for a lot of Blazer fans, like, yeah, under no circumstances could you ever trade him, right? Now, who else? Tomati Kamara right now. Oh, nope, we need 9 first-round picks if we're going to trade him. Indiana traded a 2-time All-Star. They had Sabonis, and they dealt a 2-time All-Star for a young up-and-coming player in Halliburton. You imagine if we did that in Portland, if we traded a 2-time All-Star, which, by the way, we haven't had an All-Star in 15 years outside of Damian Lillard. He's the only one we've had. You imagine if we traded a 2-time All-Star for an unproven young guard. Oh my God, people here would lose their ass. Oh, and then by the way, they gave up 3 first-round picks for Pascal Siakam, who, by the way, the Blazers tried to get multiple times, but they weren't willing to give up the multiple picks to go get him. And here Indiana is in the second of back-to-back conference title runs because they had the balls to move an all-star and take a chance on a young guard, and then they went out and made a ballsy move and gave up future picks to go get what they thought was a key piece in this in Siakam, and it's worked out.
So Indiana got Haliburton, Buddy Hield, and Tristan Thompson. And then Sacramento got Sabonis, Justin Holiday, Jeremy Lamb, and a second.
Yeah.
That was in 2022.
And Sabonis is a fine player, but yeah, you think maybe one of them got the better end of that deal? And by the way, you mentioned, how many passes did you say Indiana is throwing?
It was 323 a game.
323 to comp. I found the New York Knickerbockers are throwing The New York Knickerbockers are throwing 253.
Yeah, so they're at 320.
320. So significantly more ball movement.
And that's what it takes. That's hard to guard.
Yes.
That is. It's going to test Oklahoma City.
I think, I know that the NBA is probably going to be licking some wounds because it's going to be Oklahoma City and Indiana and people are going to roll their eyes. But
styles
make fights, and I think this is going to be fun.
It should be.
I hope.
And then again, it'll probably be gentleman's suite, you know. Oklahoma City, I don't know. It's one of those things you just never know until they get on the floor together.
Yeah.
But I just feel like we should believe in the way Indiana plays.
Yes.
Could give anyone problems. And if it doesn't, that's just a testament to how freaking great Oklahoma City is built.
Yeah.
But they're pretty young.
Yeah. And that may be the one.
And is the coaching advantage in Indiana? I think it is.
Sure. Well, if Rick Carlisle leads that Dallas Mavericks team that he led and then this Indiana team, no offense to Eric Spoelstra, but Eric Spoelstra won titles and he had this guy by the name of LeBron. Rick Carlisle beat LeBron James with Dirk, and the next best player was Jason Terry? And now if Indiana found a way to do it with Haliburton and Pascal Siakam, I mean, that's all-timer stuff. And we just don't think of Rick Carlisle in that way, and maybe we should. Win or lose, maybe we should start putting some respect
on Jim Carrey.
Some respect on that red ass. By the way, did you see someone asked him a question and he got all pissy?
He's a jerk.
He is.
He's like a he's not even smart ass jerk like Pop.
Yeah.
No, he's just straight up
jerk.
He's
just a grade A jerk.
Yeah. Yeah, someone asked him a simple question about I think it was about Haliburton and the triple double and how great the numbers were or whatever. And he's like, who gives a damn about numbers? This is about team ball. And he freaked out and started yelling about someone asked him about players putting up good numbers. And he freaked out about how we focus on numbers and that's not how you win ball. Yeah, dude, lighten up. How about this? Hey, can you imagine the triple double, you know, that your best player put up? Oh, yeah, it was an amazing performance. And then move on. You have to.
Is he married?
Rick Carlisle.
I wonder what his wife's like.
Probably very quiet.
I'll Google that real quick here. Yeah, Donna. Married in 2000. He's been married for 25 years.
Hey. Some of those coaches, it's just they go off and do their thing.
She likes it that way.
Yeah, likes it that way.
He's probably easier to handle when he's not around for 7 months.
I would assume so. I think it might be one of those things where if he ever decides to retire, she's like, hey, Rick, I need you to get out of the house.
Dude, he's instant divorce the second he retires.
need you to go do some stuff.
All right, standings check is coming up next on The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.